When I think about God's calling in my life, one of the first things I'm thankful for is God's call in the life of my parents and my grandparents. If they had not responded to God's offer of salvation and his call in their lives, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do so myself. Recently, I've been thinking a lot about Psalm 61. I mean, in Psalm 61, verse 5, David mentions that God has given him the heritage of those who fear your name. It's a gift which was given to me, and a gift which was integral in me responding to God's call in my life. So I'm going to start with a little family history, which eventually leads to my existence, and then I'll just tell you a little bit more of how God has worked in my life. So my dad grew up in a strong Christian family, parents who loved the Lord, desired for their children to know and love and serve him as well. If the doors of the church were open, even just to wash the windows, Wyatt Walker's family was there. And so my dad had early exposure to the truth of the gospel, responded to that around age 11 or 12. And my mom grew up in a home that was socially and culturally Christian. They attended a church occasionally because it was the right thing to do, and there were friends there. And my mom made a profession of faith as a teenager, but she'll tell you that there was no real change in her life at that point. When she started college with two goals, to do well academically and to grow spiritually. She'd say she didn't know what that was, but she was going to do well academically and she was going to grow spiritually. So she sought opportunities to do that. And God used the ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, or CRU, to help her come to a saving faith. So she and my dad met in college, and both responded to God's call in their life to go into full-time Christian ministry and join the staff of CRU and worked with college students vocationally. So when I showed up on the scene, I was dropped into a world where I was surrounded by college students who were being exposed to the gospel, who were responding to it, responding to God's calling, and seeking to grow in their knowledge of the Lord and their love for the Lord. Such a cool thing. I'm really thankful for the way that I grew up. Some of my earliest memories are of college students in our home for Bible studies or just there to hang out with our family. I grew up listening to my dad teaching scripture weekly to large groups of college students, going to conferences like this one, watching my parents disciple college students one-on-one, going on short-term mission trips with my family and other college students. And so it makes a lot of sense to me that I responded to the call of the gospel at a young age. There was a Sunday school lesson on hell involved. I don't know why anyone would teach four-year-olds about, you know, burning and hell. It was terrifying, actually. So there was a little fear motivation that led to a midweek lunchtime conversation over peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with my mom that led me to a place of repentance for my sin and where I sought God's forgiveness. Of course, there's been a process of sanctification. You know, my very childlike understanding of sin, as you know, it's a sin to steal your brother's toys, has definitely developed and evolved as I've grown and matured. My understanding of my need for a savior has developed as well. It's much more sophisticated now than it was at four. But this was my initial response to God's call and to the fact that understanding that I was a sinner in need of forgiveness and redemption. And so, as already stated, my family was very plugged into Christian community. My parents were on staff with CRU. My dad was also on part-time staff at a church as a college pastor. So I was blessed to grow up with lots of men and women around me to model what it looked like to follow Christ, to help me understand what it meant to glorify God with my life and how that was the purpose for which I had been created. So it was in high school when I really began to develop in my heart just a love for people, which what I would eventually recognize as God kind of directing me to work full-time vocationally with teenagers. My dad used to say, everyone has a name and a story. Take time to learn both. And he just didn't say it. It was how he lived. And that was really influential for me in understanding how I should live, how I should seek opportunities to share the hope of the gospel with others. So there was a cashier at the Safeway in Burke. Those of you who are local probably know this Safeway in the corner of Lee Chapel and Old Keene Mill. And my dad, every time he would go to the grocery store, he would go to this lane where this lady was working, this particular lady. He knew her. He knew her name. He knew her family. He knew her story and what was going on in her life in the lives of those that she loved. And she, in turn, got to know my dad, and she got to know our family. And I watched this process happen. You know, I'm a teenager, so I'm impatient, and I'm like, Daddy, why are we getting in that line that's like, you know, 12 people deep when there's nobody over here? And, you know, he would say, because this is the woman that he knew, and he was being intentional in developing a relationship with her and her family. So she got to know my dad and our family. When my dad was diagnosed with leukemia and later died from that disease, she would ask me when I went into the grocery store about his health, about how my family was dealing with his loss. You know, 6 months ago, I was in there, and she still remembers me, and she still remembers my dad. And so that was really influential for me, watching my dad care for a woman who was there. You know, in my mind, she's there to serve us. It doesn't really matter which one of these people checks us out. But he cared for her as an individual. And it helped me to develop a love for people as individuals as well. It nurtured a desire in me to care for people, to develop relationships with them, which would hopefully give me the opportunity to share the gospel or to encourage them to grow in their own love for the Lord. Another experience in high school that was really formative for me in figuring out who I was and what Kara was called to do to glorify God and advance the kingdom was a trip that we took to Ghana. Went on a missions trip to Ghana about 2 weeks after September 11th terrorist attacks. So got on a plane, flew across the world with my parents and one of my brothers. And this trip also helped me to grow in that love for people and for God's kingdom and for the church around the world, to see it in a very different perspective, to see people, men and women who love the Lord, just like the ones I'd been exposed to here in the States all of my life, to see them in a different context. And it also helped begin to develop in me a love for teenagers specifically. We were driving through a city in a remote village in the northern part of Ghana one day, and we came across these two teenage boys. And they were clearly without a lot of material resource. They were wearing these shirts that were just tattered rags. I mean, they're so bad, my mom wouldn't have even used them to, you know, have us dust or wash things at the house. And my dad looked at my brother, John Mark, and said, "Give him your shirt. I'm going to give him my shirt." And so I watched my dad and my brother exchange shirts with these two boys that we just kind of ran up to us and saw him develop a relationship with these two individuals as we were, you know, driving through the town. And the boys came back. One of them walked, you know, 2 hours to where we were staying to find us the next day. And my mom got to share the gospel with him again. And but just that exchange really helped to solidify a desire in my heart, or, you know, a calling from God to work with this age group, to help students see and grow in their love for the Lord. So I started college thinking I wanted to teach high school history. That was what I had decided was going to be like my way, you know, to serve God, to specifically serve teenagers. Had an amazing history teacher in high school. His friendship and his mentoring kind of helped me decide that this is what I wanted to do, that I wanted to work with teenagers and that I wanted to teach. So that was the goal that I had when I started college. Pretty early on, I figured out that being in the classroom all day was not for me, and it was not how God was going to have me live out this burden for teenagers and this desire for them to know and love the Lord. But I still knew that that was what God had designed me to do specifically, that that was how he wanted me to fulfill, you know, his command to go and to preach the gospel. So graduation came. I was exploring all sorts of different options. I was thinking about grad school. I was trying to figure out, you know, do I work with students in an urban context? Is it a ministry context? You know, did I miss it? And am I really supposed to be teaching them, you know, in a school setting? But God, you know, providentially opened doors for me to work here at Emmanuel. And it's been an amazing and incredible blessing. You know, I've been on staff here for 8 years. It's really clear to me that this is what God was calling me to, what God was equipping me for, that this is the place where he has me to glorify him and to encourage students to do the same. This is a church that I grew up in. I mean, we moved here when I was in middle school. To be able to serve here is really a blessing and a privilege. I'm encouraged too, as I'm just going to give a shout out to the many students who have come through my youth group who are sitting here in the audience. You guys are an encouragement to me as well, just to see that you love the Lord and are seeking to follow after him. And that's a really my challenge to all of you who are here in the room, that God would be glorified through your lives, that you would respond to the truth of the gospel, that you would love God, love his word, and love his people, that you would seek to develop relationships with them and seek to fulfill the calling and the ministry of the church, which is to go and to tell and to glorify God's name throughout the earth. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Dan. Father God, thank you so much for this day, for this opportunity to gather here together. I thank you for the men and women who are here in this room, that they have set aside time to hear teaching from your word, to fellowship with each other, and to grow in their love for you and their understanding of what you have called them to and the things that you have for them to do. Thank you for the way that you have worked in my life, for the faithfulness of men and women in my family and others who have gone before me, who taught me early the truth of the gospel, who nurtured and discipled me and developed in me a love for you and for your word and for your people. Lord, we are so thankful that you love us, that you sacrificed and died on the cross for our sins, and that you have called us to be in relationship with you. And Father, it is our desire that you would be glorified with our lives. We give you praise and we give you honor. In Christ's name, amen.